Palestine Report on Sabah al-Muslim with Maulana Ibrahim Musa.
Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran, Maulana.
Let's start off with the status of the Gaza ceasefire negotiations.
Well, this is pretty much following a script that we have seen in the previous rounds of negotiations as well, whereby it starts off with very high expectations. There's a number of reports that a deal is imminent. And then for similar reasons, as we have seen before, we have all these hopes dashed. And again, there are reports that the deal is out of reach. So we had similar reports of this nature on Friday, upping the ante that we're very close to some sort of breakthrough. But the reports as of yesterday and coming into today say that the prospects for a deal again appearing quite slim, and for the same reasons. Hamas, on the one hand, saying that we want a deal, but we do not want a deal at any cost. We want a complete end of the Israeli aggression on Gaza and withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. And the Israelis, on the other hand, saying that we want a temporary cessation of hostilities. We want the hostages out. But at the same time, we are still going to continue the operation in Gaza after that, which is now becoming the main stalemate. So the status as it stands is the Hamas delegation that went to Cairo for this latest round of discussions. They have now gone out of Cairo, but they are set to return on Tuesday. Hamas insisting that it maintains a positive and responsible approach towards the negotiations and is determined to reach an agreement, but the Israelis are holding things up by the attitude of Netanyahu. And the Israelis didn't attend these negotiations in person. They're doing their bidding has been the CIA director, William Burns. He left Cairo and he went to Doha for an emergency meeting, trying to apply pressure on the Qatari prime minister and saying that the Qataris now should exert maximum pressure on both the sides to try and reach a deal, because they appear to be at some point very close. Now, just to unpack a bit of what is going on here and how Hamas in actual fact is leading the negotiations, and a lot of the direction of what's occurring here rests on Hamas. We know that the Israelis have, achieved utter failure on the ground in Gaza, except for causing major destruction and the genocide. And therefore, as we've mentioned before, they are trying to use these negotiations to impose a new reality. When they have failed through these negotiations to achieve the breakthroughs that they've tried to achieve, the new approach from the Israelis and the Americans is to try and pressure Qatar and pressure the Egyptians to then achieve what they're not achieving militarily or through the negotiations. So, for instance, there's a lot of pressure in recent days on the Qataris to shut down the Hamas office in Qatar. This is a way of exerting pressure on the Qataris and Hamas to, capitulate to the American demands. Similarly, the decision yesterday to close down Al Jazeera operations in Palestine could be seen in a similar light. So that's one form of leverage. The other form of leverage that we should discuss here is the Israelis, the ceasefire deals are not only about the hostages, but the Israeli military action has been for a long period of time trying to engineer new realities in Gaza, and through negotiations trying to cement these realities. So some of these realities are that pier that the Americans have been building off the Gaza coast. Then this this corridor that cuts Gaza into two, that's also been part of it. But Hamas' steadfastness at the negotiating table has meant that even in the negotiations, these American-Israeli plans are unraveling. And I'll end up with this. You've got on Friday the Americans saying that the spear, they have stopped construction of the spear and removed the materials to Ashdod. And they cited bad weather conditions, but many people have said weather conditions weren't so bad, and perhaps the Americans have been forced by Hamas steadfastness at the negotiation table to take the spear, whether it's temporarily or whether it's permanently, off the table to be able to satisfy some of the Hamas demands. And we've got a lot of factors coming together at the moment that are really making things difficult for the Israelis at the negotiation table. For instance, attacks on this axis, on this corridor, the Netzarim axis that's separating Gaza in half. The resistance has upped the attacks on Israeli troops that are sitting outside Rafah, and three casualties reported there, sending a message to the Israelis in the middle of these negotiations that if you are thinking that Rafah is going to be a walkover, think again. We still got this capacity, and we still able to fire rockets at you. Yemen, again, threatening to expand the maritime attacks on the Israelis in the middle of all of this. And Turkey also adding the pressure by ending their trade relations, even if it is temporarily with the Israelis. And therefore, to quote David Horowitz of the Times of Israel, he says that 208 days, it's more than that now, after Hamas has invaded Israel, his words here, it is, again his words here, but just to highlight the point, it is a sickening reality that Hamas still holds the key to what is unfolding, and Hamas is obviously holding not only in another piece, not only holding Israelis hostage, but it is also holding the regional and global agendas captive. Hamas is dictating the pace, setting the tone, and it has restored the marginalized Palestinian issue to the top of the international agenda, and all negotiations still has to pass through it.
Now, take us through some of the accounts of Israeli soldiers returning from Gaza.
This is fascinating. We're on a piece published by Haaretz in the last few days. It's titled Monologues of 8 Israeli Soldiers Who Returned from the Gaza Battlefield. Some of the insights we get from this very, very pitched battles that they have fought, and this gives us an idea of the potential under-reporting of Israeli casualties or the under-reporting of the intensity of fighting. So some of these accounts talk about Israeli soldiers suffocating in tanks, how soldiers, perhaps in the earlier stage of the war, had to shut the hatches on tanks to avoid being attacked by snipers, experiencing blasts within tanks, how crew members were burned. And some soldiers in this piece talk about suffering a number of mass casualty incidents. They speak about how they had to encounter the Palestinian resistance. And they say there's no visible enemy. It's like you're fighting against demons. People who were in the clashes, Israeli soldiers who were in the clashes, said that a building shot at me, the ruins shelled me, we didn't see anybody. So, you know, that specter of fighting an unknown enemy. They also speak about, you know, the mental effect of the constant explosions, shootings, and nonstop noise in Gaza. And when these soldiers left Gaza, some of the soldiers say that as they tried to process the experience, a lot of them said that every little noise that they encountered in Gaza and thereafter returning home continues to frighten them. And some of these accounts also just, you know, could be used to process criminal cases against the Israelis potentially in the future. because some of the soldiers talk about how they had to break into civilian homes and even into children's rooms, but they speak about it with you know, a total sense of confidence. So some of these soldiers say that it was hard for me to enter the children's rooms, but the more you do it, the more indifferent you become. And yet another soldier says that in some part of me, the vengeful side was happy at the destruction. I feel more comfortable with the destruction than uncomfortable with it. It's not pleasant to say, but that's the truth.
Maulana, as always, shukran so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was this week's Palestine Report with Maulana Ibrahim Musa.